This past week was a very important date for the United States Army. It was their birthday. And so we are joined by someone here from the Association of the United States Army Greater Los Angeles Chapter, a voice, and they do so much for the soldiers. So we are just honored to be joined by Felicia Campbell, Vice President of Communications for AUSA, and you cover Ventura throughout Southern California to OC to the Inland Empire, right?
Yes, we have a really large footprint. The Greater Los Angeles chapter covers almost from Bakersfield across to Ventura, down through Orange County, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, almost to the top of San Diego County.
And this is national also. And this birthday is, what milestone did the Army hit?
It's 242 for the United States Army.
Incredible. Is it the oldest branch of the military?
It is. The Army is the oldest branch of the military, and very proud of that fact.
And there's a very special gala coming up. The birthday ball is on June 24th. 250 soldiers and their families attending, and it's open to people who also get tickets, right?
Yes, it's open to the public. The soldiers and their significant others attend through donations that we've taken in all across our constituency, because mm-hmm. the seats are a little bit more than your average enlisted soldier can afford. Mm-hmm. So a grateful, loving, thankful community has donated generously and provided more than 250 seats at this point in time.
And this year, Jerry Bruckheimer is being honored.
We are so thrilled to have Mr. Bruckheimer with us. He's going to be receiving the Army's Outstanding Civilian Service mm-hmm. Medal at our ball. He had the option of having the ceremony and receiving it at the Pentagon, but he chose to honor our local soldiers and have the ceremony at our local birthday ball.
So he's keeping it local, and he gives you a good understanding of a soldier's life and honors them. Do you feel like that?
He's one of those people who really gets it. Mm-hmm. He understands what's known as the warrior ethos. He understands the heart, the mind, and what drives our soldiers. They love their country, and they're so proud to be American soldiers, and that's reflected in his film, and that's one of the reasons why the Army is awarding him this medal.
Films like Black Hawk Down, for instance, and then also a new film that he's working on, Horse Soldiers, which is about one of the first teams in Afghanistan, and there are so many other movies that he's done. Can you also explain to us what the chapter does, the Association of the United States Army?
The Association of the United States Army is the largest nonprofit supporter of the Army mm-hmm. in the country, in fact, in the world. There's more than 100,000 members and more than 100 chapters worldwide. Anywhere where you have Army, you're going to have a chapter of AUSA, and we are the local chapter, the Greater Los Angeles chapter. So at headquarters AUSA, they're up on Capitol Hill. They're lobbying for soldiers. They're lobbying for their benefits and really being the voice for the Army on Capitol Hill. And then down here at the local level, we're all about taking care of our local soldiers, mm-hmm. veterans, and their families.
Because at the local level, you help soldiers with different needs, including transitioning back into civilian life, and soldiers who might be affected by PTSD, and then also financially you'll help them, and with
absolutely
right employment locally.
This is a really unique environment because we have thousands and thousands of soldiers that have deployed mm-hmm. in the global war on terror, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, the fight with ISIS. But we don't have a large active duty Army base. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different. Say, my niece went to Iraq with the 101st Airborne, and when she came back, she went back to Fort Campbell. All the other soldiers had been in the same environment. They understood. Our soldiers, our National Guard, and U.S. Army Reserves, they come back and they go back to their job at Dairy Queen or the Boeing Company mm-hmm. or DRS Technologies. And they're with people that don't necessarily have an understanding of what they've been through. There isn't an Army base that helps them with benefits and getting everything that they're entitled to. So our chapter really has been helping with that. We have a tremendous set of resources that we can help them, whether it's financial, getting them in contact with people who can help with emotional issues. There's a wide spectrum of help that we're able to give them or point them in the right direction.
And you list all this on the website. If you need the help or if you want to find out how to get involved, you can go to the website of the local chapter, which is
AUSAGLAC.info.
And then also there's the Washington, D.C. chapter that you were telling me about. The Army, after the budget is decided, cannot go straight to Congress, right? You are the voice for them.
Constitutionally, the Army can't go back up on Capitol Hill mm-hmm. once the president's budget has been submitted. So if somebody wants to voice thoughts or opinions or have some influence on congressmen and senators as they're debating the budget, say, as happened within the last few years, they wanted to raise deductibles on mm-hmm. the medical for soldiers. That has a huge impact on a young enlisted. So AUSA was up on Capitol Hill every week. It's headed by General Carter Ham. He's a retired four-star general mm-hmm. with tremendous influence and impact on Capitol Hill. So he's up there on behalf of our soldiers and our Army.
Being the voice for them.
Being the voice of the Army.
Mm-hmm. Which can change what happens in the budget and influence legislation and really affect their lives, right?
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why membership is so important to AUSA. When you have an organization that's 100,000 or more, they sit up. They pay attention, and especially when you have an organization like AUSA that's spread all across the country, you've got chapters in every district, and so they pay attention.
You have 100,000 people watching what you're doing, right? So they're going to pay attention.
Yes.
And so the gala coming up, it's going to be an exciting night. Do you want to talk a little bit more about what's going to happen at the gala?
Absolutely. The annual Army Birthday Ball is so important to our local soldiers. There's not a lot of opportunities for them to be publicly recognized, to be publicly thanked for their service. And we have adopted the theme of thank you for your service as our perpetual theme for this Army Ball. Mm-hmm. So you see them coming in and they walk through the lobby in their dress uniform with their significant other on their arm. And the pride is just amazing. They're just about to burst their buttons. Mm-hmm. And it's great because people in the lobby stop and they're watching these soldiers walk across the floor and everybody just sort of holds their breath at the sight of this lobby filled with soldiers. Mm-hmm. In uniform. It's spectacular.
And this year, the medal this year, and this is the highest medal a civilian can get, right?
This is one of the top three medals that the Army can award to mm-hmm. a civilian. And so the nomination went to the Pentagon, and then it was signed off on by one of the senior leadership. In fact, he just became the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, mm-hmm. citing Mr. Bruckheimer for the integrity and honesty that he brought to his movies in depicting the military, which is truly enormous. So the medal is called the Army Outstanding Civilian Service Medal, and it will be awarded on June 24th at our Army Ball rather than at the Pentagon. And we're going to show a clip reel of his before we do the presentation. And we opted to do a clip reel that wasn't just his military movies, but all of his movies. Mm-hmm. The soldiers are just going to be going crazy. Mm-hmm. I've already warned them. I warned Mr. Bruckheimer's staff that after we show the clip reel and he gets his medal, there are going to be so many soldiers clustered around his table wanting to shake his hand mm-hmm. and thank him and take selfies.
And he'll probably be thrilled.
They're
absolutely
thrilled for him to do that.
Yes. And you listed a couple of movies or cited a couple of movies that are prompting this award. His work in Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor, and then horse soldiers we were talking about a few minutes ago being shot about Afghanistan, our soldiers there, but part of it was shot in a place that looks a lot like Afghanistan here.
It was shot, a lot of the scenes, the outdoor scenes were shot in New Mexico mm-hmm. at White Sands Missile Range, which all year round it looks like Afghanistan. It's got that mountainous sort of barren look. Mm-hmm. And so they were out there, I think, for most of January and February filming those.
Wow. It's cold there, too.
Like, it's very cold
there.
It gets
in the mountains. So that's exciting to hear about that and then know that that movie is coming out. It'll be out in January
of 2018. Uh-huh.
It's a new Jerry Bruckheimer movie representing soldiers in Afghanistan. And, you know, he'll have received his award by then, the Outstanding Civilian Service Medal. For people who want to get tickets, you can still do that now.
We still have tickets available uh-huh. and you can find them on our website. You can pay for them via PayPal. And again, our website is AUSAGLAC.info.
It is at the Westin, right?
It's at the Westin in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. The reception will begin at 6:15 and dinner begins at 7 p.m. One of the things I enjoy most about our Army Ball is not just the pomp and circumstance, seeing the military band, the 40th Infantry Division mm-hmm. California National Guard band plays for us, which is truly stupendous. We have a color guard that's the governor and adjutant general own color guard that comes down. But once all the big show and tell is over, once all of the splash and the ceremonies are over and the music starts playing, the dance floor gets filled mm-hmm. with soldiers and their dates out there just having a good time. And I'll never forget one year, a really young soldier came up to me and he looked young enough like he could have still been in high school. Mm-hmm. And he just looked at me and he said, "Ma'am, thank you. This is the best prom I've ever been to." It was so touching. Oh. And we've had soldiers write to us later. Mm-hmm. One soldier wrote to us and said, "I have not been able to take my wife out for a nice meal mm-hmm. or a nice evening for 7 years. We just couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. This was the best night out we've had in 7 years.
It's free to them. There's no cost to them. Yeah, they so deserve it. This is the ball coming up, the birthday ball on June 24th. The Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Association of the United States Army. Many, many volunteers within this organization. Very little overhead. So donations or anything that you want to do goes back into helping the soldiers, right?
It does. We have a military assistance fund. A lot of time, young soldiers, you know, they just get into trouble. A mm-hmm. lot of them deploy and they're making extra pay, battle pay, when they're over there and they have access to the internet. A lot of it gets spent. Mm-hmm. They come back and they haven't realized, gee, I need first and last month's rent or mm-hmm. I'm going to need a deposit for this. And it takes a while sometimes for their benefits checks to start and all sorts of reasons. And they just come up short. And we have this emergency assistance fund that somebody can reach out to us and they can do that via the website. And within 24 hours, we can help support a soldier. It might be somebody who's facing eviction from their apartment. We never give money directly to a soldier, but we can have a check to that landlord within 24 hours mm-hmm. or to an electric company or whatever help it needs. We've had soldiers who needed help getting a plane ticket to go home to the funeral of a parent, mm-hmm. and we're here. And part of our assistance fund is not always for emergencies or bad things. We also are able to help units if they want to have a Christmas party or some sort of a special event. We can help with funding for that. We can provide food. We can provide special things for children. We have a variety of ways to provide assistance to our soldiers.
It's the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Association of the United States Army, and Felicia with us, Felicia Campbell. Thank you.
Tina, thank you for this opportunity. There are not a lot of people like you who are taking the time to get the message out about how wonderful our soldiers are, especially at the local level. So we really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you to our heroes.